Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB. This week we welcome Omer Sitar, the co-founder and executive vice president of strategic initiatives for Sightline Payments, on the accelerating progress toward cashless gaming in the land-based and online casino industries. This week's program is brought to you by Konami Gaming, champion in the 2021 Casino Management Systems Awards by Software Review. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money. What I want. That's what I want. Sightline Payments has been developing unique cashless systems and strategies for over 10 years. When the pandemic made cash transactions disagreeable, casino operators finally began to understand the importance of going cashless. Omer Sitar, a co-founder and executive vice president of Sightline, explains why the move toward cashless transactions is accelerating and why the debut of Resorts World Las Vegas with a full suite of cashless procedures is so crucial to the success of the property. He spoke with me from his Las Vegas offices in June. Money don't get everything, it's true. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Omer Sitar, the Vice President of Sightline Payments and the co-founder of the company. Omer, thanks for joining us. It's great to see you.
Roger, as always, great to see you as well.
So, you were there right at the beginning as a co-founder of the company. You shared the vision of everyone else who was around in those days. And so why don't you give us an idea of what you were thinking about and how you eventually sold it to the operators and the investors for that matter.
No, I really appreciate that, and you're right. You know, we've been there from the very beginning, but I feel like you have as well.
I've been following it. Yes.
We genuinely appreciate all the support over the years. You know, our vision has been, I think, well aligned. I mean, I think lots of operators have been talking about it for a very long time. It has kind of been this dream and this vision, this hope of how does one electronify the gaming industry? What are the products and services that are going to make sense? What time is the right time to deploy a certain amount of technology where there's going to be consumer adoption for it? And so, you know, our thought has always been, is there a way to reduce the dependence of cash of the brick and mortar casino industry? We started the business with that vision in 2009 and 2010, and we quickly pivoted the business towards sports betting. First, the iGaming, obviously, then subsequently sports betting. But the vision has always been the same. How do you create a consumer experience that allows a consumer to access their money anywhere they want, anyhow they want, whether that's digital or brick and mortar? And as for the investor base, you know, we've had some great investors early on, some partners with us that are still with us today, and many new ones like, Bill Foley, who invested in us recently. And, but the investors see that digital transformation coming as well. Of this omni-channel ecosystem in gaming. So we've been very fortunate to hopefully see our vision come to fruition.
So, it seemed like you were making, slow but steady progress, but just within the last year, it picked up quickly. Is that because of the pandemic that people realized that, we don't want to handle that dirty cash anymore?
Well, there's been a fundamental shift, and there's this series of things that have happened. So, I'll run you through it very quickly. I mean, in 2007, the iPhone comes out. No one had ever heard of an app before that, right? Now there's an entire generation of kids that are growing up that know nothing but an app. Mm-hmm. And, subsequently, a number of years later, Apple Pay comes out. Before that, there was no such thing. And even a company like Apple genuinely struggled in the beginning with Apple Pay adoption. There were not enough banks. There weren't enough merchants using it. And I remember when the Starbucks mobile app first came out. It was so intuitive and so new. Starbucks only tested it in dozens of locations, then hundreds of locations, and then had to make a significant infrastructure investment to deploy it across all of their stores. Now it's used by tens of millions of people. And, so from our standpoint, there's been many things that have to happen in the macro world in order for the adoption to then come into the gaming world, right? The mobile technology had to get ready. People had to get used to using things like Apple Pay and Android Pay. Even Face ID has made a big difference. And Touch ID, which has got embedded, right? So people got more used to saying, oh, I can look at my phone and authenticate a transaction and do something with it. And so all of those things have been building from a macro standpoint. And there's no doubt about it that pandemic was helpful. I can tell you unequivocally, in March of last year, when everything shut down, none of us knew what was in store for us. April was the same way. In May of last year, Roger, we started getting calls from operators around the country, commercial operators and tribal operators, asking the question, hey, we need to start thinking about how and when we're going to reopen our properties. We want to know what you've got built, what you can build, what's doable and what's doable quickly. And needless to say, we've been waiting for that for a long time. And even in the macro world, if you look at the statistics from Visa, from MasterCard, from around the world, contactless payments have skyrocketed. Obviously, digital payments have skyrocketed. And so definitely the pandemic has been an inflection point for us in the gaming industry.
So let's focus on the most recent installation now that you're putting in at Resorts World, which will open this week, because I really think it's the complete version of the Sightline products produced so far, especially the Play Plus system. So customers who agree can go completely cashless at this resort for the first time ever, correct?
That is correct. I mean, it's what Resorts World has done is truly remarkable, right? I mean, it's a big deal for a casino operator to launch, one new product at a time. They've launched a handful of products, all at once. Now, the pedigree of Resorts World is obviously incredible. They have been doing forms of cashless in their overseas properties for the better part of a decade. And so they understand the economics of cashless and how they work and what drives consumer adoption. In fact, their Genting Highlands property in Malaysia is entirely cashless. You cannot play with cash. Now they've actually taken that in partnership with us over here, with Konami and with others that we work with in order to deploy the system. It's gone a step further. It's actually full mobile cashless, cardless cashless, and contactless cashless. And so you're 100% right. It is the ultimate vision where you can you download a mobile app, you create an account, you can fund that account. You can play on a slot machine, you can play at a table game, but you can then also spend your money anywhere in the resort. You can eat and drink and shop and dine and do all of those things. And it seamlessly integrated into all of that are your loyalty points. So it is, this is the vision that we've been hoping for.
Sure. So how are you going to roll it out to the new players at Resorts World?
Yeah, so Resorts World is a very comprehensive strategy around that. That's again built in partnership with our friends from Konami, from NRT, with other folks that we partnered with on this. And there's multiple tiers of engagement that are going to take place. There are people that are going to be contacted in advance of coming to the property. There are people that are, in fact, you're going to see a very customer centric, hands on approach to the property. I was just there. I just came from some of the media days there. And when you go through the entire process, there are self-serve kiosks. So we also want people to start getting educated on kind of how we as consumers got educated on doing self-serve kiosks when we travel, right? Remember when the first kiosks were deployed, no one wanted to use them. We still wanted to go to the agents. Now we all use the travel kiosks. In fact, if there isn't a kiosk, we're like, what's wrong with this airport? Why isn't there a kiosk? And so there's a great new set of kiosks that have never been shown before that have been deployed that will lead to self-serve enrollment, there's cage enrollment, there's in-person enrollment, and then there's the full mobile experience. And Resorts World has built a very comprehensive strategy around that.
So are you going to give them any incentives to join this program?
Yeah, so there's a number of incentives that are being put together. And again, I mean, it really is about loyalty, right? It really is about, how is the consumer going to want to interact? And one piece, I mean, when we speak about incentives, the same wallet is seamlessly integrated into the IGT sports system that Resorts World has. So there's tiers of enrollment levels. There's going to be incentives for enrollment, incentives for usage, incentives for top ups. And it's going to be slightly different for sports bettors versus slot players versus table game players. We're pretty excited and what's going to be unveiled over here starting Thursday and then running over the next several months.
Okay. So, I was a participant in one of your beta tests at Mohegan Sun several years ago, and And, you know, I had a hard time falling, but I'm an old guy, you know, so this new technology floors me a little bit. But so what do people have to do right now? If they want to, get onto this system at Resorts World, do they have to set up? How many different accounts do they have to set up to get started?
So firstly, we'd always thank Mohegan Sun for being truly the first in the marketplace. and that, as you remember, was not a mobile centric solution, right? You still had to have a card,
exactly.
You had to put a card in a slot machine, and the world is going beyond that. Mm-hmm. So in this case, you are downloading an app. The app is taking all your information in, and there is real-time AML built in, responsible gaming built in, there's KYC built in. So we've taken a lot of the learnings, Roger, from sports and from iGaming, mm-hmm. and we're bringing it back into the brick-and-mortar casino. So we are authenticating you in real-time as Roger Gross, and we're then allowing you to tie in your payment instruments, credit cards, debit cards, PayPal, your checking accounts, cash, however it is that you want to fund your account. And we have still kept segregated wallets between kind of your general spend wallet and your true gaming wallet. Mm-hmm. But when you see it in the app, it's very intuitive, and it's all within the app. And within the app, so you load your account with $100. You now say you want to play, and you type in $100. A code generates, which you just either swipe at the slot machine or the table game. If you're at the table game, the dealer knows exactly who you are. We're integrated into the Genesis system there, and they know who you are. They know you just bought in at position number 4 for $100, and they give you your chips, and you can start playing. And when you want to leave the table, you always have the option of still taking your chips and leaving. Or if you tell the dealer, color me out, put it back in my account. Dealer types in a few numbers in the built-in keypad in the table. Money goes back into your account in real time. You can now take that account, swipe your phone just the way you do Apple Pay and pay for lunch or pay for dinner. So it's like that Mohegan ecosystem, but a number of steps evolved beyond that.
Right. And is it just as easy to do as it was in those days?
Exactly. I mean, listen, again, this is the evolution of all payments products, right? I mean, it has gone from what was relatively clunky to a lot easier. Now, we are always striving for improvement.
Sure.
As we continue to test, there's a number of things where we know, for example, Nevada today does not allow for remote ID verification.
Right.
So ID verification, before you can begin to play, you still need to be verified at a kiosk with your ID or in person. But we know remote ID verification works very well by doing sports betting and iGaming in all the states that we do it in. So we hope that that's something that's going to change. And that takes that makes it reduces player friction in terms of adoption. And so the user experience is going to continue to get enhanced. But where it is right now, it really is the vision that we have spoken about. You and I have spoken about a number of times over the years.
So do you need more than one app? I mean, obviously, it's a Genting Rewards app. And then do you need a Sightline app on top of that? And or how does that work?
That's a good question. So we have been, that was a critical piece for Resorts World. There's only one app.
Right.
The beauty of it is there's only one app. It's the provider of the app for Genting is a company called Joingo, which we just in fact purchased a few weeks ago.
So it's
one app. Your loyalty is integrated. Your payments are integrated, and all your rewards are integrated. So from a consumer standpoint, you're not hopping between apps. All your account balance is available to you in that single app. And so it is a very seamless consumer experience. That was a requirement from the Genting side. And we agreed with them from the very beginning that was the right way to do it.
Right. Okay. So you mentioned some of the partners you're with, NRT and Konami and others. Give us a rundown of how you all work together to really accomplish this.
Yeah, that's a very good question. In the world of payments, so here's what we realized over the years that all payments is done in partnership. There's cooperation and coopetition.
Right.
There is no such thing as providing payments by yourself. Even when you look at an Apple Pay ecosystem, Apple has to have many, many people that you do revenue shares with. The transaction moves through many different systems, and it has to move seamlessly. And that's what we built over here. So, the slot system is Konami's. The table game system is with Genesis. The Tito kiosk and loyalty enrollment system is with NRT. The sports betting system is with IGT. And So, you know, we become that central hub of payments. So we kind of create that central wallet. And once you say, you know, we created that central wallet, we tie it into the casino loyalty system through Konami. And then we tie it to all those different endpoints. And, you know, and that's what makes the seamless consumer experience through a single mobile app, single source of funding, tied to everything a consumer would want to do. And then most importantly, not the non-gaming activity, right? I mean, if right. you look at the restaurants and resorts, I mean, there's beautiful restaurants and you want the consumer to be able to take their money and, like I said, you know, pay for their lunch or pay for their dinner or go to the nightclub and do all of those things. And so we've done that piece as well of doing the point of sale integrations, you know, for all of those pieces. Maybe you want to pay for your valet ticket. Maybe yeah. you want to pay for food at the pool. And, you know, so it really is a seamless consumer experience now. And the only way you can do that is by doing having a lot of partners.
Sure, absolutely. So, can yep. you leave tips for your server on this app?
So that's something we're working. So we built. We're thinking about how the mechanics of that are going to work.
Right.
You know, obviously there's going to be some kind of pool tip that is going to happen. But especially on the gaming side, right? If you're someone who just won a $7,000 jackpot and you want to pay out a $500 tip,
right.
I mean, we certainly want the slot attendant to receive that. Or I just had split aces and played a really right. nice hand of blackjack. And I want to pay my dealer here. And,
right.
So those are all things that are coming. And,
okay.
you know, that's coming. We have built in a number of responsible gaming features. Enhancements to that are coming. How people can put delays in themselves. How quickly they can fund. What are the limit capabilities on it? People want to have a chip vault. If I have a certain amount of winnings that I want to put away and not gamble with, we should be able to electronically lock them up exactly how you do kind of players do it today, right? I win
sure.
some money, I take chips off the table and I put it in my pocket. Well, we should be able to create an electronic vault for you. So there's a number of enhancements that are coming, particularly on that side of the business.
And, okay. So let's talk about JoinGo. That was a company I also followed very closely when they first started out. I kind of lost contact them with for the past couple of years, but why did you think they were a good fit for Sightline?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we started looking at, it became abundantly clear to us that we must provide a vertically integrated solution that goes all the way. The way to provide the best consumer experience was through mobile. And,
right.
And when we looked at who develops mobile apps, I mean, if you look at the casino business today, 75% of the casinos in the country don't have a mobile app.
Right.
And, your options are very limited on how or where you get a mobile app from. So outside of JoinGo, one can, try to build their own. If you're a really big casino company, you have the money to go do that.
Right.
But for others, that's just not an option. So, whereas in our everyday lives, we use apps for everything, there really isn't, a good solution in the gaming industry. So for us, it was a completely natural fit, taking the vision of loyalty and mobile and payments and tying it together. So we couldn't be more thrilled. It's a great product. It's used in about 100 casinos right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that it's going to get and, be used in hundreds of casinos as the gaming operators see what we can do when you have a really good consumer experience, leading towards cashless adoption.
Okay. So Sightline can now come to a casino and offer the complete package, including the app.
That's exactly right. So we want to be able to say, we want to show you the entire solution. We don't want to talk to you, talk about piecemeal. Come and show exactly what the solution looks like. I mean, I can tell you, we've heard from so many folks around the country, gaming operators that we know are going to be visiting Resorts World, not just for the opening, but in
right.
the coming weeks and the months.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to come and see what's possible. This has been years and years in the work and in the development. So we do want them to come and see what's possible and where the industry is going.
Yeah, no question.
Ranked at the top of the industry by software reviews, Konami's Synchros casino management system leads in efficiency, effectiveness, productivity, and time savings. Over 400 gaming venues worldwide choose Synchros to power their gaming operations with robust integrations, 99.9% uptime, and the most advanced architecture in the industry. Discover more by visiting konamigaming.com/system. And now back to our podcast.
a big hurdle over the years has been the regulators. They don't want anybody to be able to use credit cards at a slot machine, which is understandable. But still, now people are using credit cards and all kinds of other cash transfers at all kinds of different things. So how did you get them on board, and how did you make them comfortable with the situation?
You know, it's actually been super interesting because we're working with regulators around the country now. We're working with regulators in 7 or 8 commercial casino jurisdictions, just as many tribal jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. There really has been a change of mindset. I mean, it's been refreshing. You will see, increasingly, we believe cashless get launched. We're not the only ones, right? I mean, we are super excited that the other payments companies in our industry are in the space as well, mm-hmm. right? No one can move an entire industry themselves. We want as many folks as possible, to be in the business and deploy those, because that also, we've been trying to educate the regulators for years for them to understand electronic payments are safe. They're secure. Right. They account for the vast majority of our spending around the world. And the fact that we have not, as the industry, have not gotten there didn't make sense to us. But there really has been a change in mindset, I would say, in the last 12, maybe 15 or 16 months on the regulatory side, including in Midwest jurisdictions in the South. It's not just Nevada. And then it certainly helps when big operators like Resorts World and Boyd Gaming and others that we're working with, Boyd Gaming launched Boyd Pay. We've got multiple states up and running with them. That helps a great deal from the operator side. But the regulators are taking more time to understand that digital transactions are safe and secure, and you do not have to drain your credit card accounts or your checking accounts. There's ways of putting limits, and in fact, in many ways, are much better than cash. There's also been a shift on the financial services regulatory side. FinCEN and other financial services regulators, particularly concerned with money launderers, have encouraged the industry to think about how to move beyond cash, and that also helps our case.
Yeah, no question. And you mentioned responsible gaming. I mean, that's really the big objection that regulators had, that you're going to get somebody who's going to empty his bank account into there. So what kind of protections do you have against something like that happening?
Yeah, so you can put daily limits. You can completely self-exclude yourself. You can put monthly limits. You can block a certain amount of cash. You can block, how often you want to fund your account. You can put limits to say, I can only fund my account with $100 a day. And in fact, there's so many ways to create responsible gaming. It's mm-hmm. confusing for the consumer. We've been thinking about, how to make the message very clear to the consumer. One of the things that we haven't gone live with yet, but we love and we hope to go live with here soon, is visualization work. So if Roger is someone who funds his account with $300 a week and suddenly he's funding with $600, we want to show you in real time that shows, maybe a little stop sign that says, hey, Roger, you're funding with $600. That's twice your normal average.
Right.
Now, it's your money. You can choose to do it if you want.
Sure.
But we want to visualize at the point of play for the patron. It's not dissimilar to how we now do it within our banking mobile apps that show us how much money we're spending, where we're spending it, and if it's above your average or below your average. And so we know there's lots of data in the financial services world that shows that visualization works. And but limits are going to be the key. And, showing people, letting them place their own limits, and then we have our own default limits, because we are very concerned, as always, about anti-money laundering. You can only fund your account with a certain amount of money a day. It's not limitless, and even if you're a VIP, there's a certain amount. If you're super VIP, there's a certain amount, and so you cannot drain all the money in your account, because we have those limits put on our side.
Okay, great. So another hurdle in the old days was the credit card companies getting involved in gambling payments. I'm assuming has that gone away completely, or have you made negotiations with some of these companies that allow you?
It's a good question. It hasn't gone away completely. I mean, this is an issue across the board for sports betting, for iGaming, for cashless casinos. So we've developed a great relationship with Visa, with MasterCard, with American Express, and with Discover. And we continue to educate the networks, just the way we're educating gaming on how financial transactions are safe. We're educating the financial services industry that gaming is safe.
Right.
We're not a bunch of bad people, right? We pay a lot of attention to compliance and safety and security and the integrity of the game. And so we're also spending a lot of time with the big banks in the country. There's been great positive movement with some of the biggest banks in the country, with Wells Fargo, with JP Morgan Chase, most recently with Bank of America. So it is becoming more and more positive. positive. There's more work to be done. We continue to collaborate with the AGA on this and with other trade industry organizations. But it is much better than it used to be, even much better than 12 months ago.
Okay. So you mentioned, you know, some quirks of the Nevada regulatory system, and, you know, every state has that kind of thing. So how flexible is this system going to be, you know, when you're trying to transfer from one state to another?
Yeah, so the one state to another, we figured out. So that's the great part. And so you know, for anyone who's a multi-jurisdictional operator, we've got that, you know, for Boyd already. We'll have it, you know, announced and live here for other operators as well. Mm-hmm. Because all the money is, in fact, kept in a bank account. The money itself is FDIC insured, is Reggie protected, it's kept in a bank account. So now banking laws apply, and it allows a patron to move their money seamlessly across state lines. So fortunately, that piece of the equation we have been able to solve,
right?
Where a patron can, you know, create an account in California, fund it, take the money to Nevada, go to Indiana, go to, you know, whatever jurisdiction, and have access to their own funds. So, you know, we've done a lot of work with the financial services regulators on that. But the key is, I mean, there's a few key things that are absolutely critical when we talk about this cashless ecosystem. When we have tried to distill everything that a consumer could possibly want, and it only comes down to a handful of things. The first and most important thing is the consumer must know their money is safe and secure.
Right?
Well, the best way to do that is to make sure it's in a bank account, whether we like banks or not. You know, at the end of the day, we know if the money is in a bank, it's safe. So it's got its FDIC insurance. Second, the consumer wants to know they have access to their money anywhere they want, anyhow they want. And that's critical. So the first one is safety, security. The second is access to the money. And the third is it must be more convenient than cash. If it's less convenient than cash, the consumer is just going to use cash.
Right.
And the fourth and final piece is consumers want loyalty. And that's true in your everyday life for everything that you do. But so we can, our challenge was, how do we put those four things together? Safety and security, must have loyalty, must have access, and that's what we've achieved over here with Resorts World. So we're excited about that.
Okay. So you know, you mentioned that you've been active in the online gaming space for quite some time. Now, Nevada doesn't have online gaming; it has online sports betting, of course. But can you go from one state to another when you're gonna, you know, put money into a sports book in another state? Or because obviously all the sports books have to operate in separate silos in their own states.
They do, but our account, because it's a financial account, in fact, allows you to do that. So for folks like us, like, you know, whether it's a client, multi-jurisdictional clients of ours, like Rush Street or DraftKings or FanDuel or BetMGM or whoever that may be, you could create one BetMGM account and take it to multiple jurisdictions where BetMGM operates. Now, obviously, the wager in that state is being placed specifically according to the laws of that state. But because the money is your own money that's being transported across state lines, that's completely permissible. So we try to make it really easy for the consumer. Let's just say iGaming was legal in Nevada, but even though if it's not, I gave you the sports example.
Right.
Once you've created that Resorts World account, your sports betting is done through the IGT system. As a consumer, you just want to place your bet for tonight's game on the Golden Knights. So you can place your bet on the Golden Knights. But then you want to take your winnings and you want to play a slot device. Well, then you can go play a slot device. And so in the consumer's mind, it's one pool of money. It's your money, and it's accessible in sports, you know, or otherwise. And if Resorts World, let's just say that Resorts World had a partnership with a sister property in New York at the Catskills. And New York sports betting is now live. Well, I could take the same money, go to New York and place a sports bet in New York through the Catskills ecosystem.
Okay. If you're in New York.
Yeah. If you're in New York, of course, yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting time for Sightline. You know, you brought Joe Papano on as CEO a few months ago, and then you announced a rash of hirings the other day. Really, some people that I know in the industry who've been here a long time. So, what does it mean that you're finally able to really break out and bring on these talented people and to add to the team?
I waited 10 years for this, Roger.
Yeah.
You know, this is more than I to tell people that I waited my entire 30s for this. I'm in my 40s, so I'm glad that that it's finally happening.
Right.
And, you know, Joe's amazing. I mean, for those that know Joe, and many people know Joe, and I know you know Joe. We could not ask for a better CEO. Joe has honesty, integrity, knows and understands payments. Customers love him. He loves customers, and he truly likes delivering what he promises.
Right.
I can tell you this. I mean, for me personally, there's no other person that I wanted to be as CEO of Sightline other than Joe.
Right.
The rest of the team, some have come from outside of gaming, some from inside of gaming. Mm-hmm. You'll get to meet some of them. We recruited some incredible talent from outside of gaming.
Yeah.
Some from you know, Western Union and other organizations. And, you know, we're obviously tremendously excited, you know, for our new investors that have come in. There are folks that we have a number of new investors that have come in addition to Bill Foley. And so, you know, we're excited about all of them. Searchlight Capital invested in us in December.
Right.
We're excited about the people, and the money coming in, but most importantly, excited about the product it allows us to build.
Okay.
And finally deliver the vision that we've been working on for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so super excited about that.
Yeah, no question. So how important is this Resorts World installation right now, since it's really the first time you can actually get all your products in one place, as well as all those other products that have come from other companies, and they're all integrated together?
Yeah, it really is important. I genuinely believe it's a seminal event for the industry.
Yeah.
You know, it is, you know, honestly, even if it wasn't Sightline, mm-hmm. if it was someone else that was doing this, it would be a seminal event. We want people to come and see. We just want people to see what's possible.
Right.
I remember going to meetings in 2011 and 12, and we'd walk out of a meeting and people thought we had, you know, a third horn on our head or something, right? We're like, what are you talking about? You want to do digital payments, omni-channel, you know? So now that it's in fact happening, I mean, it really is. We want people to come in and see it. You know, it genuinely feels like, you know, if over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years, I would be shocked if we don't see hundreds of properties across dozens of jurisdictions deploying similar ecosystems.
Okay. So beyond gaming, there's other possibilities. And what comes to mind immediately is the only other industry I know right now that doesn't accept electronic transfer payments is the marijuana industry. is that a possibility Sightline could get involved in that once that hurdle goes away?
Yeah, you know, it's all about the gaming regulators there. I mean, we've known from the very beginning, when Colorado was obviously the first jurisdiction to legalize, but not just Colorado, but a number of folks in Nevada and other jurisdictions and entire states have approached us and said, hey, we really like what you're doing in gaming. Can we use your ecosystem in the cannabis industry?
Right.
The short answer is yes. You know, obviously, from our perspective, you know, we'd want to collaborate very closely with the gaming regulators, with FinCEN, with the FDIC, with their banking partners. And but we do believe that there's going to be applications. And, but we like the gaming industry. I mean, we've had approaches over the years to go into the merchant space and to go into other verticals. But we're such gaming nerds, and we were payments nerds and we're gaming nerds. And now we have expanded our thinking of gaming. So now we think about daily fantasy, sports, iGaming, commercial gaming, tribal gaming, state lotteries. We used to just think about casinos.
Right.
And so we've expanded our definition of gaming. We've expanded our definition of gaming from just the U.S. to Canada as well. Right.
Sure.
So now we think about North America, vertical gaming, across the board. And, but we always have, kind of one side eye on the cannabis industry to see what develops.
Right. Yeah, no question. Well, Umber, it's a real exciting time for Sightline, and it's really gratifying just for me to see you guys finally breaking out, and I'm really glad for you and hope it really works out for you.
Roger, thank you so much.
That's what I want.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by Konami Gaming. Start scheduling a Synchros demo today by visiting konamigaming.com/systems. To learn more about cashless payments in the gaming industry, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the recovery from the pandemic, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGV podcast.
Lots of money.